Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Hello and welcome to Main Menu. I'm Jonathan Mosen and this is your weekly 2-hour look at technology from a blindness perspective. On the program this week we will have a review, which thankfully I recorded last week when I had a lot more voice, of Audible.com, a website offering thousands of hours of exciting audio on the web. That's coming up on this week's edition of Main Menu. It's a real pleasure for me to have a chance to talk to you about and demonstrate Audible.com, because it's a site that I've been using since 1997, and short of ACB Radio, it's the site I visit most often. I really enjoy coming to Audible. It's not perfect in terms of accessibility, but it is manageable, and we'll be demonstrating that today. Audible has around about 4,500 books available now. A lot of them unabridged, but most of them are abridged, and they also have about 14,000 other programs that you can access on the site as well. And I know that some people will be thinking, well, why should we bother as blind people with a site like Audible when there are so many other services available, particularly to people in the US where they have Web Braille and now Bookshare. I think one of the things that impresses me about Audible is how quickly they get the bestsellers. It is nice to be able to look at the New York Times bestseller list on Audible and note that most of the books are there, albeit in abridged form sometimes, but increasingly in unabridged form as well. So you can pick these up. There's also the portability aspect of Audible if you get an Audible-ready device, and we'll demonstrate that to you as well. And some people just like to be read too, of course, in a non-synthetic voice. Another factor is that some of these options, such as Web Braille and Bookshare, are not available to residents of any other country than the United States. So let's have a look at getting started. I've logged myself out of Audible now, because we'll start as if we don't have an account, which is how many listeners who are tuned into this program will be starting. So I'm at the moment running JAWS, although I will pop Window Eyes up from time to time to demonstrate a couple of differences. But I'm going to press Control O now.
Open dialog.
With Internet
Type
Explorer
the
running.
Address of a document or folder, and Internet Explorer will open it for you.
And we're just typing www.audible.com, and we've pressed Enter.
44 links. Link graphic /logo 42002 link home link free audio link claim or link buy a gift. Please visit link login if you have an account.
There are some common links at the top of the page, and you'll also find towards the bottom, if I push the insert enter key in JAWS, or for that matter insert alt down arrow in Window Eyes to skip past the common list of links at the top of the page.
Browse by category.
We've got a browse by category option here, and then we can tab through.
Combo box. Select category.
And we've got a handy little combo box.
Best seller lists link.
And it's one of those combo box which is called an on-change event combo box. So what that means is that you're going to press enter to turn MSAA mode on or forms mode on, depending on the screen reader that you're using.
Forms mode on.
And then you've got to press alt down arrow to open it.
Open list box.
If you don't press alt down arrow in a combo box like this, then as soon as you make your first choice, it's actually going to execute that choice without giving you a chance to scroll through the options. So alt down arrow opens up the combo box, and now we can scroll through.
Fiction. Nonfiction. Business. Information age. Science. Foreign language. Spirituality. Kids. Comedy. History. Mystery. Great talkers. Drama and poetry. Self-development. Arts and leisure. News. Newspapers. Magazines. Radio. Speech and lectures. Audiobooks. Exclusives.
And there we have the category in this combo box. If we choose fiction, for example,
fiction.
I just press the letter F because we're in a combo box, so the first letter will do it. Then all I have to do is tab away.
Best seller lists link.
And it forms will, there we go, it's now turned forms mode off.
Links.
Now that page has come up, and it has a lot more links, as you hear, than the first page, the one that we were just on. The easiest way I find to get to where we need to be now, because what's come up is a list of subcategories is to use the Find command of your screen reader. So I'm going to press that, which in JAWS would be Control F, and in WindowEyes would be Control Shift F.
Find what edit.
And I'm going to type the word fiction in here and press Enter.
Audible.com store. Link. Fiction.
Now if I tab, we're in the right place, because fiction was a category we selected, if you recall, which is why I searched for it. Now, if I tab, we're in the right place to look at the subcategories.
American literature link. European literature link. General fiction link. Historical link. Holiday link. Horror link. Kids link. Religious and inspirational link. Romance link. Science fiction and fantasy link. Short stories link. Spanish link. Westerns link. Flatland link. Flatland link. Stranger in a strange land.
Now, what we've done now is we've gone on to, I think, a look at some of the highlights in the fiction category. So if we backtrack...
Westerns link.
That's Westerns, which I think is the last on the list. And now we can start reading that page.
Blank. A different reality. Link Flatland. Link Flatland by Edwin A. Abbott. The classic Flatland describes a world of lines, squares, and circles, and what happens when their reality confronts where we exist, the third dimension. Link Stranger in a Strange Land.
So there are some recommendations in fiction, and they will change quite regularly. You'll find when you select these pages, including going to the home page, that there will be some recommendations that change quite frequently. And often on the main start page at audible.com, you will see some new editions that are particularly exciting, and obviously they want to entice you to purchase those. So that's one way of searching. You can drill down, choose the category, then the subcategory, and you can browse the titles that way. If you're looking for something specific, then you can also search for the author or the title of the book. Let's do that. That's normally the first form field on any of these pages, so I'm going to press the JAWS command to jump me to the first form field on a page.
Edit.
And now press Enter to turn forms
mode on. Forms mode on. Edit.
And that command, of course, is Insert Control Home. Now I'm going to type Douglas Adams.
Button.
Press Tab to the button, which is the search button, and press Enter. See if they've got the Douglas Adams in here.
Forms mode off. 70 links. 8 audiobooks match your search criteria. Table with 9 columns and 25 rows. Link Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. Douglas Adams, welcome to the world's first ghost-slash-horror-slash-detective-slash-time-travel-slash-romantic-comedy-epic, created by ... 6 hours audio format, $14.95 link. Here a sample from this program. Link at the...
So, we know that that's 6 hours long, that it's Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency by Douglas Adams, and you'll note that we can hear a sample. You can hear a sample of anything before you add it to your basket, so...
Hear a sample from this program. Link.
All I have to do is press Enter.
Hear a sample from this program. Link. 35 links. Audible.com store. Link graphic noon of slash logo.
And we'll do our insert Enter to skip past this common list of links at the top of this page.
Browse by category.
And once again...
Audible.com.
Here we are.
Blank. Table with 3 columns and 6 rows. How I listen. Table end. You can play audible.com audio on the Windows Media Player or the Real Player. Please set your preference below. I'd like to use the Windows Media Player. I'd like to use the Real Player. Next.get2.
Well, I'd like to use the Real Player.
You can play audible.com audio button. Blank. I'd like to use the Real Player. Radio button. Not.
There's the radio button for it there.
Forms mode on. You can play off.
And now,
button.
We'll press the button, and I think our sample should be coming up shortly. So the first time you visit, we're not logged in
forms
at the moment, remember,
off.
And we will get
70
there.
70 links. 6 hours audio format, $14.95 link. Here's A.
Now, it's possible that we're going to have to try that here, a sample link again.
Real One Player.
No,
A.
We're not. Real One's come up, and so very shortly we will hear our sample of Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency, the book that we're interested in listening to.
It was a blackened stump of a tower. It stood like an extrusion of magma from one of the more pestilential pits of hell, and it leaned at a peculiar angle, as if oppressed by something altogether more terrible.
That sounds like Douglas Adams himself reading that book.
It seemed a dead thing, long ages dead. The only movement was that of a river of mud that moved sluggishly along the bottom of the valley past the tower. A mile or so further on, the river ran down a ravine and disappeared underground. But as the evening darkened, it became apparent...
So we can listen to that. I wonder if I can check the status line.
Dirk Gently's ballistic detective .16 kbps 036/105.
So you get a minute and 5 seconds of that sample and get a bit of a feel for what it's like. And you can sample most books. Some of the newer samples are actually quite lengthy, especially for some of the best sellers that they really want you to buy. I was listening to the sample of the E equals MC squared book, which was really quite captivating, even the sample in itself. So some of them are reasonably lengthy, others are short. Now, if we wanted to go ahead and purchase that book...
Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency link.
We can choose the link for the book, and what that will do is bring up a longer description. You will have heard as we were moving through that there was a bit of a description that was truncated. We got the dot, dot, dot at the end. So if we want to fully investigate it, we can press enter on this link, which we will do. Or if we're not interested, though, there is an add to basket link that's right there on the main screen. So the description is coming up now. We're letting that web page load, having pressed enter on the link, which is the title of the book.
48 links. Table with 2 columns and 5 rows. Winner of Audio Publishers Association 1998 Audio Award, Best Humor. Douglas Adams is the literary equivalent of apostrophe Monty Python. Apostrophe Chicago Tribune. Dot, 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 the skateboard on which the thinking person plays hooky from the universe, dot, dot, dot. Philadelphia Inquirer, dot, 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 on the fringe of inspired lunacy, dot, dot, dot. United Press International. Graphic Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency author Douglas Adams, date January 1st, 1987, narrator Douglas Adams, provider link audio literature. Media type audiobook running time 6 hours, format audible speech unabridged. Link help with formats audible.com, price $14.95, retail price $25.00, you save $10.05. Link hear a sample from this program. Link add to basket link click out. Welcome to the world's first ghost slash horror slash detective slash time travel slash romantic comedy epic, created by Douglas Adams, author of the famed 5-part Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy trilogy. The hero is Dirk Gently, a man who will probably never make his way into the great tradition of hard-boiled, sophisticated detectives. Missing cats and messy divorces are his specialty, but his goal for now is to clear a college friend of suspicion of murder. On the way, he discovers a ghost, a time traveler, and the devastating secret of humankind. Filled with inspired, bizarre humor, this story is yet another groundbreaking, genre-busting novel from a one-of-a-kind author. Copyright 1987 Sirius Productions, limited copyright P1997 by Dove Audio, Incorporated. Table end. Legend click on icon for more information. Available audio formats link graphic icons slash codec 1 link graphic icons slash codec 2 link graphic icons slash codec 3 link graphic icons slash codec 4 link graphic icons slash burn icon link graphic icons slash sample icon link graphic icons slash wishlist icon link graphic icons slash basket icon link graphic icons slash click of icon link graphic icons slash L allotment link graphic icons slash L unlimited link home link.
Right, so that's what you get when you bring up a page describing the book. There are various formats, and probably now is as good a time as any to talk about that. Audible has 5 formats in common use. Basically, the higher the number, right up to 4, the better the quality is going to sound, and the larger the file size. Audible Format 1 is the original format, and in my view sounds pretty dreadful. It's very compressed and extremely small, so you can fit a lot of stuff on your hard disk. It only takes only about 3 megs an hour, I think. It's really minimal. Audible Format 2 sounds quite a bit better. 3 sounds much better than 2, and 4 is very nice indeed. So there are all sorts of factors that you'll want to consider. Firstly, if you have a portable device that you're going to download the Audible content to, whether the device supports the format that you're looking at. Also, if you want to stream on the web, you don't have to download these books. Once you purchase them, you can stream them at any time using Real Media or Windows Media. Obviously, your connection speed will have something to do with it. Modem users will not be able to use some of the larger formats for streaming. And of course, if you're going to download to your desktop or your laptop, how long do you want to wait for the download to complete? You can leave it overnight, even if you do have a modem connection, and have a very good quality sounding book at the end. That will be a factor, of course, if you want to burn the book onto audio CD. You probably want the best quality format you can get. Format 5 is a particular format that they've developed for one particular MP3 player, which I think is manufactured by Sony, but you can find out lots of details about these formats all over the Audible site. Let's see what happens now if we try to add this
link, add to basket,
to our basket, because remember we don't have an account yet as such.
Two links, audible.com image map link, accept promo image map link, decline promo.
Oh, we've got a promo that's popped up. I wonder what...
Audible.com image map link. JavaScript accept promo image map link.
Well, it doesn't seem to tell me what the promo is. Maybe it's displayed in some format that we can't see. I'm a bit reluctant to accept it without knowing what's going on, so I'm going to close the window.
Audible.com store Microsoft Internet Explorer. Add to basket link.
And now...
Link. Visited link. Add to...
Let's add it to the basket.
37 links.
There we go.
Link view shopping basket link home. Basket link graphic my basket slash checkout top. Table with 3 columns and 3 rows. Any promotional prices or discounts will appear at checkout. Link Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. Price $14.95 link graphic my basket slash remove item. Table end. Link graphic my basket slash continue shopping link graphic my basket slash checkout bottom link.
Now there is a bit of a difference here between JAWS for Windows and WindowEyes. And I think it stems from the fact that these links, these three critical links, continue shopping, checkout, or remove from your basket, do not have alt tags, which is naughty. And really there's no excuse for websites in this day and age not to have completely accessible websites. The screen readers have to get the URL of the link. Now, the way that JAWS presents this, it's a bit more comprehensible. Let me just move through those.
Slash audible slash images slash my basket slash continue shopping dot gif link.
Continue shopping.
Slash audible slash images slash my basket slash remove item dot gif link.
Now, what I'm going to do is exit JAWS.
Unloading job.
And run WindowEyes at the same point and show you what it's doing. Because WindowEyes, we don't want to leave WindowEyes users out getting what is a fantastic range of material from Audible. So we want to make it clear what WindowEyes does in the same screen. There we go. WindowEyes is now up.
Top.
And we'll just get back there.
Any promotional product. Dirk Gently's Holistic Detect. Link the store. Mirbuscat.jsp. Remavitam 17,298. Link.
So... from in there, you can hear the word remove item, and I'll show you something that does help. If we go into the WindowEyes control panel,
WindowEyes active IE.000.
So the IE set file is loaded. I'm going to go into the screen menu,
voice global,
and push X.
Dialog. Select mix case method. Close box. Off.
It's off at the moment, which is its default. I wish it wasn't, but it is.
On.
And now it's on.
WindowEyes.
And we'll save the set file. And we'll go back in and have a listen to the bit of a difference that makes.
Dirk, link the store my basket.jsp remove item 17,298 link.
Okay, much more comprehensible now because the remove item, there's a capital I for item. And so it just makes it so much easier to understand what's going on here. So turn mixed case processing on from the screen menu in your IE set file for WindowEyes users and save it.
Apple store product.jsp. BV session ID 09908936662.10201250666 BV engine ID Kvitsimtsifesajet 1.0 unique key 1,020,125,529,840 content OID 17,298 visited link.
Now, for some reason, WindowEyes just isn't speaking the continue shopping that JAWS sees on that link at all. I don't quite know why. Really, I don't think WindowEyes is terribly to blame for this because there should be alt text on these links. And finally,
link the store my basket.jsp sub display type pre-process visited link.
And again, it's seeing something different here, but that is the checkout link.
Home link.
And it's a shame that these critical links don't have alt text because, I mean, a lot of most of the rest of the site does. So those are those three links in that order. Remove the item, continue shopping, and then finally check out. And perhaps if a few more blind people use Audible, they will fix this. So that's what WindowWise does to this. I'll just exit WindowWise now, though, and we'll continue by loading JAWS back in. So JAWS is back, and I'm going to press Enter. And we're not logged in. We don't have an account. So here's what happens.
Table with two columns and 21 rows. Create my account. You're only steps away from listening. But first, we'll need to know a little about you. When you open a free account on Audible.com, the shopping experience is a lot more satisfying. We work to make sure the type of books, shows, lectures, and other items you want are matched to your interests. So, please fill out this page and later we'll ask for your credit card information. Thank you. If you already have an account with us, please click link here below.
Right. Now, this is a fairly standard form. I haven't seen any problem with this, and I'm not going to fill this form in because I already have an account, but we'll just move through the fields.
Star first name edit. Star last name edit. Star email address edit. Combo box. USA.
You have to choose your country of residence.
Star choose a username edit. Star choose a password edit. Star confirm password edit. Star password reminder edit. Combo box. Please choose one.
And this is, as we can see from the context, if we go up.
How did you hear about Audible.com?
So you can give us a plug there.
If an Audible customer referred you, please enter that person's username edit. No, Audible never shares customer information with button.
And there's a submit button to go onto the next screen, which we won't be able to do because, as I say, I already have an account. So it will then ask you for credit card information because obviously you need that if you're going to make purchases from Audible. Then you will be able to purchase this book, or you will have purchased the book. It will then be available in the My Library section. So you find a book you want, you go in either to have a look at further detail, or you can choose from the main search results screen the Add to Basket link pertaining to that book. You then check out, and it confirms what's in your basket, asks you to enter your Audible password, and you continue. And the book is purchased. Then you need to pick it up, and you pick it up from the My Library section. The first time that you go to the My Library section, having purchased a book, and you've got your account now, it's going to know that you don't have the Audible Manager software, and it's going to invite you to download that. Audible Manager is the software that allows you to download books, transfer them to mobile devices or to a CD burner if you have one, or to listen to them on your PC. You need the Audible Manager because the books that you purchase are actually encrypted to your specific user account. So if I download a book on Audible and send it to you, or if I had such things on my machine, put it up on some file swapping service or whatever, it just wouldn't make a difference. You would get the file, and because of the digital rights management technology in there, it just wouldn't play on your machine, even with Audible Manager installed and you logged in. It's the way that they protect the intellectual property of the authors and the copyright holders, and it's the way that they encourage book producers to make their material available on Audible. So I have downloaded the Audible Manager 3.5 software. Interestingly, there are scripts for Audible Manager, but they only apply to 2.0. They do get loaded when you run newer versions of Audible because the executable is still the same name. But they have limited benefit because the software has just changed so much. And it is an issue that we're noticing increasingly with Freedom Scientific, is that they're not updating some of the products that they support when new versions come out. Audible is one of them. Now, let's install this software. I actually have the Audible Manager software already because I've received it on the CD that came with the Otis Portable Player, and it really is portable. Tiny thing it is, and we'll talk more about the Otis a little bit later. So we'll install from there, but if you download, that's fine. It's only a few hundred K because most of the download process happens through the setup client. It gets what it needs depending on your requirements. But I'll go into Windows Explorer now.
Exploring my computer.
And we'll go down to the CD.
See on Audible Manager dot dot dot. Audible Manager E.
There we go. List and the first directory
Audible Manager
is Audible Manager. So we go in there.
List view.
And choose
Active Setup.exe.
And we'll do an install.
Audible Manager Audible Otis Setup Dialog. This program will install Audible Manager with Audible Otis support, software that makes it easy to download, organize, and listen to audio from audible.com. Install button.
So that's what we want to do. We'll press enter on the install button.
Audible Manager License Agreement Dialog. I accept button.
And you should read the license agreement so that you know your obligations and your rights. I've done that and I'll accept it.
Install button. Set up progress. Audible Manager Web Install Dialog. Connect to download.audible.com. Download configuration file. Parsing configuration file. Download components information. Cancel button. Audible Manager Components Download Dialog. Installing component. Audible Manager Update. Downloading file manager. Audible device. Cap 1 of 4. Cancel button.
So, as in the general version that you can download, it is now going on to the web and...
Welcome to Audible.com, home of the web's best selection of spoken word audio. We're glad you decided to try us. We hope you'll get hours of listening enjoyment from our best-selling and classic audiobooks.
I'm not clear what's causing that breakup. It may be that I'm running the software off a CD. I don't know. But it's downloading it from the web. And the...
readings of newspapers and magazines, foreign language instruction, public radio shows, historic speeches, college lectures, stand-up comedy, and provocative original programming. Our digital audio programs can be downloaded for listening at your computer or transferred to a mobile audio device so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Make your commute the most productive part of your day. Get your daily dose of business and world news by listening to the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times while you drive to work. Unwind during rush hour traffic while acclaimed performers read the latest bestsellers to you. Learn a new language while you walk the dog. Get investment advice while you exercise. It's all possible with Audible.com. Again, welcome, and thank you for listening. You are just moments away from your Audible experience. You'll like what you hear.
The good thing about the downloading from the web approach is that you're able to get the very latest whenever you install. So it's downloading that now, and while that process completes, we will pause this recording and come back in just a moment and continue the install of the Audible Manager.
Audible Manager Components Update Dialog. Audible Manager Component Audible Otis Device Plugin needs to be updated. Press OK button to update this component now. OK button.
So there's obviously new software for the Otis, and we'll press Enter.
Audible Manager Components Download Dialog. Installing Component Downloading File. Cancel button.
So
Audible Otis.
We're getting the latest version from the web now.
Audible Manager Components Update Dialog. Audible Manager is running. Update must close Audible Manager to install components files. Press OK to close Audible Manager.
So I just
completing
press
Audible
Enter.
Manager upgrade dot 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 dialog. Closing Audible Manager dot 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 please wait. Closing Audible Manager dot 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 please wait. Animate 1. Manager dialog. This program has performed an illegal operation and will be shut down. If the problem persists, contact the program vendor. Close button.
I don't get that on my XP machine. On this machine that we're doing the demo on, I'm still running Windows 98, so I don't know if that's a bad sign.
Upgrade
but
error dialog. Cannot update file C Windows System YUFA.dll. The file may be in use. If you have Audible Manager running, please exit from it. If you cancel install, your Audible Manager may not work properly. OK button.
Alright, well, let's just see if we can get out of this fix.
Manager.
So we'll close the program with the
upgrade
illegal operation. Now we'll choose OK from here and see if everybody's
exploring
happy.
Exploring Audible Manager. Active setup.exe. Completing Audible Manager upgrade dot 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 dialog. Executing file. Executing file. Audible Manager Components Update Dialog. Components have been successfully installed. Do you want to restart Audible Manager? Yes button.
Alt Y.
We'll choose yes.
Audio Inbox Audible Manager. Combo Box.
1 of 1.
Init successful. Search for audio files dialog. Audible Manager can search your PC for supported audio files and import them into Audible Manager. Would you like to start searching now? Do not show this message in the future checkbox not checked.
Alt N.
This is a feature that will allow you, via the Audible Manager, to transfer Windows Media and MP3 files that you might have to your Otis. That's the only way that you can do it. There's no other software that comes with the Otis to interact with it than Audible Manager, which is fine. But at the moment, I don't want to go searching, so
yes, but
tab
no, but
to no and push the space bar.
Manager WMD list view frequently asked questions 1min58s93k07/13/99.
1 of 4.
And we are now in a list of Audible books. We have 4 here, it says.
WSJ0404-2000 Morning Read 28min13s1068k07/27/00.
Gee, that's a very old thing. I didn't know it was still on my hard drive, but that's a Wall Street Journal. I must confess that I haven't used Audible on this machine for some time because generally I run it on whatever laptop I'm using. So we have a Wall Street Journal Morning Read from 2000. It's probably an historic document by now.
Have a listen to Audible files 6min7s247k0.
Right, so that could be quite useful.
Transferring Audible files into a mobile device 2min41s121k.
Now that's also quite useful. So if we want to play that one, we'll just go to the file menu with Alt F.
Context menu. Audio inbox lib. Print dot. Show details.
And I'm just arrowing down.
Print. Switch to Audible Manager Basic. Close. Exit. Play.
A.
And play is there. And so you do Alt F for the file menu and then A for play, and it will play
leaving
it.
Menus.
I think maybe the reason why. Oh, of course.
Close button. Windows Media Player error dialog. The network path was not found. Details.
All
dot,
right.
dot, dot.
That's quite understandable because what
Windows
we need to do first is, before we listen to any of this stuff, is configure
audio.
The Audible Manager the way that we want to. When you're listening to Audible Manager books on your desktop, I really like using their desktop player, which is an additional download. So to do that, we've got to explore these menus which don't talk. If I turn,
call.
Say, all mode on, though,
file.
We do get some speech. So,
file, edit, view Audible devices, tools, help.
So that tells us at least what there is. File, edit, view, Audible devices, tools, and help. If we go to the tools menu with Alt T,
context menu, search for audio files dot dot.
Now we can arrow down.
Select desktop player dot dot dot.
And here's select desktop player. So we'll go in there first.
Leaving menus, Audible Manager options dialog, desktop playback page, play Audible files with Windows Media Player radio button checked.
3 of 3.
I don't want to do that, so let's go up.
Play Audible files with Real Player radio button checked.
2 of 3.
Don't want to do that either, so we'll go up one more time.
Play Audible files with Audible desktop player radio button checked.
1 of 3.
That's what I prefer. And this is only applying to when you've downloaded files to your hard drive that you want to play. And the Audible desktop player does have a few keyboard commands that make navigating a document or a book easy. So that's fine.
OK button.
Now, we expect some action.
4 of 4.
Transferring Audible files into a mobile device. 2min41s120.
I think.
Audible Manager Components Update Dialog. Audible Manager is running. Update must close Audible Manager to install components files. Press OK to close Audible Manager. OK button.
I think what's happened there is that it's obtained the desktop player from the CD. If you don't have the CD, it's very intelligent. And it only downloads what you absolutely need. So It will use Windows Media Player or Real Player, which most people have at least one of on their systems. But if you elect to use the Audible desktop player, then at the point that you do that, it will download it and keep it there from then on. But it does keep the size of the download to a minimum when you first install and you just want to get on with it and try the thing. But now that I've chosen the Audible desktop player, it's going to get it, it's found it, it's now going to let me install it.
Audible Manager upgrade ... dialog. Closing Audible Manager ... please wait. Closing Audible Manager ... please wait. Animate 1. Exploring eAudible Manager. List view. Active setup.xc40.
1 of 2.
Completing Audible Manager upgrade ... dialog. Executing file. Executing file. Audible Manager components update dialog. Components have been successfully installed. Do you want to restart Audible Manager? Yes button.
I do indeed, so we will.
Exploring eAudible Manager. List view. Active setup.xc40.
And now the Audible Manager is starting again, this time with the new preference
audio
in effect that I want
Manager.
To use the
search for
Audible desktop player, and with the desktop player now installed.
Yes button.
What have we got there?
Dark corner, dude, would you like to start searching now?
No, PC. I would not, and I don't want to be asked again,
no,
so...
No, but do not show this message in the future checkbox not...
Check.
Check that, and then choose no. Goodbye message.
Yes, no. Manager WND list view frequently asked questions.
And
1 minute.
Here we are, in the list of books again.
WSJ0404-2000 Morning Read, 28min13s1068k, Jmosen 07/27. Have a listen to Audible files, sick. Transferring Audible files into a mobile device, 2 minutes.
Transferring Audible files into a mobile device. I have a feeling that this is an old file, you know, that it doesn't come with Audible anymore, but I may be wrong. So we'll do Alt F for file,
context,
and then A for play.
Leaving menu.
You may have one of several kinds of mobile devices
Audible
that can play Audible files. Transferring content onto these devices is easy. If you have subscriptions, you may even choose to have your daily news automatically downloaded directly onto your mobile device each day. Let's discuss the Playlist Editor view. If you've not already done so, go to the View menu again and select the Playlist Editor view. To load content onto your player, you will first need to create a playlist. A playlist is a
now that is, I'm fairly certain, in Audible Format 1. So if you're thinking that sounds yuck, yes it does. But the file size is extremely small. And at least you get an option of size versus quality. Now I'm in the Audible Desktop Player. That means that I can push Control F.
Find the bottom of the showing.
And with every press it's fast forwarding. I can also hold Control F down. I think what's happened is that we've got to the end of the audio, so then I can just push Control R to rewind, and if I keep holding
beginning it, of audio,
there we go, beginning of audio, and now we can push Control P for play.
You may have one of several
button.
Kinds of mobile devices.
Control P again, and Control B will set a bookmark. So there are quite a few keyboard commands. One thing that's interesting though is that I don't see in the help, unless I've overlooked it, anywhere where those keyboard commands are listed for the Audible desktop player. Don't know quite why that is, but the Control Shift F and I think Control Shift R will move you forward and back a section as well, such as an article in a newspaper or magazine. So that's the desktop player. We'll hit Alt F4 to get out.
Manager W.
We're back in the Audible Manager now. Now, I have at least one thing here that does belong to me that I purchased, and that is an old version of the Wall Street Journal that will certainly be recorded in that format one, because I think that was all they were doing at that stage. So let's go up there.
Have a listen to WSJZ. Frequently asked.
Ah, that was it.
Context menu. Audio inbox list.
Now, I do find this. Sometimes when you try to down arrow, you get a context menu.
Go to audible.com.
And I'm not quite sure what causes that. We'll just try and get out of it.
Context.
And when this happens, the only thing that I've found that you can really do
audible
is...
Audible is not...
Yeah, the Audible Otis isn't responding because it's not connected. We'll deal with that later. The only thing you can really do is use your screen reader's review cursor or your mouse cursor.
Questions.
And left-click on a file.
Left-click.
Manager WMPC.
And that gives a list for your focus again.
WSJ0.
And there we are. Now we can down arrow to the Wall Street Journal, WSJ. What happens if I try to play this file? Remembering that we haven't really talked much about accounts yet. So I'm going to do Alt-F for file and then A for play.
Context menu. Leaving menus. Desktop player dialog. Manager dialog. Your desktop player is not activated. Please activate your desktop player by selecting Activate Device from Device menu and then try again. OK button. Ready.
Yes, well, that's what we need to do. We need to activate this device, and we'll do that now. It's quite a simple process. We'll just do Alt-D for devices.
Context menu. Audio inbox list view. Activate/deactivate...
All right, that's what we want to do.
Leaving menus. Choose your device dialog. Please check in the mobile device that you are using in addition to the audible desktop player in order for the wizard to activate. Then press next button. List box. Audible desktop player, Windows Media Player, Real Player.
One of two.
Audible Otis.
I don't really want it to activate the Otis because the Otis already has been activated. So I'm just going to turn the Otis. I can't tell whether it's checked or unchecked, actually. I'll presume it's not checked. It's a real nuisance that you can't tell.
Back button. Next. Username. Audible
now.
User information dialog. User information username edit.
It Mosen. Wants my username and it remembers it. J. Mosen.
User information password edit. ***.
It even remembers the password. Look at that.
User information forgot you. Create new Audible account. Back button. Next button.
So you can actually create a new Audible account from within here if you want to. If you download the software first. Now I'm going to choose next.
You are now ready to activate your desktop player and slash your mobile device. This is a one-time process. Click next to begin. Activate player S dialog. Activate my player S radio button checked.
One of two.
And you can also deactivate if you want to. It is a really good idea if you're going to upgrade your operating system or do anything pretty major to your system to deactivate your desktop player first. And then when everything's sorted out again, come back and activate it again. You do have a limit in how many times you can activate a player. If you can come up with a plausible reason why you've run out of activations, then you can let Audible know and they will reset your account. I guess it's a bit like a copy protection in some screen readers.
Deactivate my player S radio button not checked. Advanced button. I am sharing the serial port between modem and my mobile device. Checkbox not checked.
No, I'm not. I'm just tabbing through this dialog.
Back button. Next button.
And we'll choose next now. And the moment of truth arrives. It's obviously
If you need any help, you can also contact Audible customer service via email phone 1-888-283-5051, USA and 1-973-890-8799. Outside the USA, info at audible.com. Congratulations and thank you for joining Audible. You are now ready to listen to the best audio on the web. Finish dialogue. Finish button.
That was painless, wasn't it? So it's now activated. I press space on the finish button.
Manager WMD list view WS.
Now we're back on the Wall Street Journal. If I push Alt F and A now.
Context. Leaving menus.
This is Audible.
Desktop player dialog.
The morning read
ready.
From the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday, April 4th, 2000. This morning, the judge hands down his ruling in the Microsoft case.
Wow.
The details of yesterday's remarkable trading day on Wall Street. Sega offers Dreamcast free with internet access for pay, and we have this week's Managing Your Career column.
That's amazing. I just happen to have kept the big Wall Street Journal covering the Microsoft decision.
The judge ruled that Microsoft illegally protected its Windows monopoly against competitors and attempted to monopolize
now,
the web browser market.
We can skip
Microsoft
to the next article, of course, with Control-Shift-F.
And now from the editors of the
next
Wall Street
section,
Journal, today's top stories in depth.
Control-Shift-F will move us to the next section.
Our other top story of the morning, the NASDAQ falls...
And Control-Shift-R will move us back.
And now from the editors of the Wall Street Journal, today's top stories in depth.
So, judge rules that Microsoft, you can quickly zip through a newspaper. Often, books are sectioned in such a way that you can move by chapter or by part. And remember that Control-F will move you through an article.
Microsoft's marketing arrangements with other companies.
And Control-R will move you back.
Exclusive.
Beginning of audio.
This is Audible.
Oops, I must have held that down a bit hard. So that's how it works, and that's why I prefer using the desktop player for downloaded content as opposed to other options that you have. The next thing I'd like to do is have a look at the options, because there's one thing I do want to add. We'll go to the Tools menu.
Context menu. Audio inbox list view.
With Alt-T.
Select desktop player dot dot. Configuration wizard dot dot dot. Change internet settings dot dot dot. Location of audio files dot dot. Watch folders dot dot dot. Options dot dot dot.
Oh.
There we are.
Leading
push enter
menus.
On that.
Audible manager options dialog. General page. Sound turn off sound effects radio button checked.
2 of 2.
I like the sounds because I've become used to them giving me a few clues as to what's going on at times. So I like them on. And again, Audible doesn't waste your time downloading things that you don't want. So because sounds are turned off, and that's the default setting, once you turn them on for the first time, you will have to download the sounds, and Audible does that automatically. So we'll choose the radio button for turning the sounds on just by up-arrowing on this control.
Sound enable sound effects radio button checked.
And while we're in here, we'll continue to tab through this dialog.
Start up start Audible manager when Windows starts up checkbox not checked.
If you're going to get into some serious scheduling of subscriptions, which we'll come to later, you may want to check this box so that Audible's always running when your PC's turned on, because this thing's smart, and what it will do, if you allow it, if you've subscribed to, say, the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal or a number of NPR programs that you can get this way and all sorts of other things, then as soon as one is available, if you wish, it will grab it for you and put it in your inbox. From there, you can transfer it to a portable device if you have a compatible device. You can burn it onto a CD, or it will automatically do those things for you. You can wake up with a copy of the Wall Street Journal sitting there on a CD-RW if you want, all ready to play on a player that will play CD-RW discs. Or you can use a CDR if you want. It just means that you'll have it forever and a day.
Download show download status checkbox checked. Download show download errors checkbox checked. Download automatically add title to device after download checkbox checked.
Well, I actually want to uncheck this for the moment.
Not checked.
Just so that I have to manually transfer from my desktop to the device.
OK button.
That'll do for the moment. I think, are there other tabs?
Apply general tab. Trash tab.
Yes, there are.
Trash page. Remove items immediately when deleted. Do not move items to trash checkbox not checked.
I'm going to check that. If I want something deleted, I want it deleted.
Checked.
Automatically empty trash on exit checkbox not checked.
I'll check that as well, just to be on the safe side.
Checked.
Display a confirmation dialog checkbox checked.
No.
Not checked.
OK button.
So there's a lot of flexibility.
Trashed. Subscriptions tab.
And here's the subscriptions.
Subscriptions page. Expired subscription issues do not remove expired issues radio button checked.
1 of 2.
And of course, if you want to remove expired subscriptions, you down arrow and choose the other radio button.
Expired subscription issues remove expired issues when Audible Manager exits checkbox not checked. OK button.
And we'll come back and look at subscriptions a bit later.
Desktop playback tab.
And now we're into desktop playback.
Desktop playback page. You can choose with which desktop player you want to play Audible files. Note, you can play Audible files with RealPlayer or Windows Media Player only if they are installed on your computer. Play Audible.
Well, we've dealt with all that.
Audio files tab.
And
audio files page. See program file.
Yeah, we've dealt with that too.
Watch files tab.
Right, so that's just another way to get to that same sort of content. So we'll push into now. Recall that we have now selected sounds. We've decided to turn sounds on, and you'll hear that Audible is going to go away and make that happen.
Audible Manager options dialog. Watch files page. Audible Manager dialog. To enable Audible Manager sound effect files must be downloaded. Do you want to download sound files now? Yes button.
Yes. So push the space bar. Now, if you disable them
audio
in the future,
inbox, Audible Manager options dialog. Watch files page.
If you disable them in the future, it will obviously keep them on your hard drive. So this is only a one-time process.
Audible Manager sound effects downloading file effects dot cap 1 of 1. Cancel button. Completing Audible Manager upgrade dot 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 dialog. Executing file. Executing file. Completing Audible Manager upgrade dot dot dot. Taskbar.
Now if I exit Audible Manager...
Play. Exit. Leaving menus. Frequently at...
There you go. You now hear that it is making sound. And there are all kinds of sounds that it will make. I will stay exited from Audible Manager for the moment because I'd like to go to the Audible website now. And so I'll just do that by doing a Windows with R for run.
Run dialogue.
And just www.audible.com and press enter. You may want to add Audible to your favorites if you get into this in a big way and bring it up that way. So
44 links. Audible.com store. Link.
You'll notice that on the front of the store, as I record this, they've got this. We'll just...
Browse by
move through with insert enter and now
how audible works.
Okay, we've got some introductory stuff because I'm not logged in yet.
Table with the Nanny Diaries by MMC Laughlin and Nicola Krauss. Blank. Here a sample. Link. Windows Media. Link. Real. Blank. A Beautiful Mind by Sylvia.
So what we're doing now is looking through the best sellers for this week, and the Nanny Diaries and A Beautiful Mind are in there. Now I am going to log in, and to do that, we'll just bring up the list of links with insert F7. If you're using WindowEyes, it would be insert with tab, and we'll just press L.
Login.
And there's the login link. I'll press enter.
Visit link. Login.
And the page is coming up. Now we'll jump to the form field.
Edit. Button.
And that first field, in fact, is the edit box for searching for material on Audible, so we'll go past that.
Combo box. Select category.
We'll keep going.
Username edit.
There we go. Username.
Forms mode on. Username edit.
And I type mine, J Mosen.
Password edit.
And now I just type my password. And we will.
Login button.
Login. We'll log in.
Forms mode off. No links.
I think there will be some very shortly. It's logging me in.
164 links.
Yes.
Link graphic /logo42.
Now that I've logged in, there's quite a lot of other material at the bottom of the page.
Book balance zero.
Now, it tells me that my book balance is zero. That's because I've joined the Audible Listener program. If you become hooked, and it's really easy to become hooked on this site... And I'm a voracious reader. There's just so much to read on here. There are some economical ways of using Audible. They've got a couple of plans. One is where you pay $9.95 a month and you get a book for free of any value. So you can pay $9.95 a month and buy a $31 book or whatever, and that's fine. And you also get a month's subscription for that as well. So might be to the New York Times or Wall Street Journal or whatever. And then you can also pay $15.95 a month and get two audiobooks for that price. And if you read a lot, well, obviously the trick is to buy two really expensive books first and then get some cheaper ones that you have to pay for. So you can pay for books in addition to the two that you have. I've already bought two books this month, so my Audible balance at the moment is set to zero, which is telling me that if I buy a book, I'll be paying the full price for it. I'm just going to do an insert, enter again.
Table end, space, blank, table with two, blank, dot, link, buy a player, blank, table end, blank, who we are. Blank.
Now,
table with
there's
two,
a bit of
blank, dot, link, above all.
Publicity material, so we can just do insert enter to get past it again.
By Robert A.
And here we are.
Link. Master of the Senate, the years of Lyndon Johnson.
This is where, once you have an account and you're logged in, every week this bit changes and it's telling you about some of the latest editions that they have.
By Robert A. Carroll, there is something uniquely mesmerizing about the wily, competitive Lyndon Johnson as portrayed by Carroll, says Publishers Weekly. More presidential profiles. Bullet. Link. Reaching for Glory, LBJ's Secret White House Tapes.
That is an amazing book. I've actually bought that. And one of the nice things about Audible is that when you have bought a book, it's yours. You don't have to keep hundreds of audiobooks on your hard drive, though. once you have a book, and I've got books that I bought, obviously, in 1997, you can listen to them again at any time just by going to the My Library section. And that's actually where I'm going to go now. So I'll do Insert F7 and just type the word My in here.
My Library.
There we are. Push Enter.
Visit Image Map Link. My Library.
Wait for it to come up.
2 frames and 69 links. Audible.
Now, there's lots of stuff on these pages, but the key to it is that you've got two categories. And when you read the Getting Started guide, which incidentally is available in PDF format from www.audible.com/getting-started, it is an accessible PDF file. If you don't like PDF files and you don't have the latest Adobe Acrobat on your system, you can, of course, just copy the URL to the clipboard by right-clicking on the link and then pushing T for copy to clipboard, sending a message to PDF2, that's the number, to txt at adobe.com, PDF to txt at adobe.com, and in the body of the message, just paste that URL with the PDF extension that it will have at the end of it, and it will send you back an attachment with a text file of that Getting Started guide, which is perfectly readable. And in the Getting Started guide, it describes the My Library as having two shelves, one for books and one for subscriptions. Then you can have a look at subscriptions and books that you've heard, and subscriptions or books that you haven't yet heard. So I'm going to go into my heard subscriptions.
God.
We'll just push H.
Help. Help in home. Hester. Help with other lip heard programs.
Heard programs is what we want. Programs is an interesting term. I guess it's because they could be a book or they could be something else, but they distinguish between subscriptions and everything else, which is called a program. I'm going to press Enter.
Link.
That will take me into everything I've ever purchased from Audible. Isn't that amazing? And it's coming up.
My Library frame. 2 frames and 137 links.
I'm in here now, and we'll just get past the verbiage at the top.
Book balance 0. Table end. Table with 5 columns and 278 rows.
Goodness gracious.
Blank archive check dot gift button. Old button. Blank sort by. Combo box. Date.
So you can sort by date. You can also sort by other criteria as well.
Blank. Check box. Not checked. 04/26/02. The Diamond Age Unabridged, Part 1.
Alright, so you've got a checkbox there so that you can, in fact, check more than one at a time if you want to.
Neil Stevenson, 09, link, get it now.
And the get it now link means that you can download this again at any time if you want to reread it.
Blank, checkbox, not 04/20/02. Harvard Special Health Report, weigh less, live longer.
Quite right, too. It's a very good one, that one.
0230, link, blank.
And it has the time there.
0233.
2 hours and 33 minutes.
Look, blank, checkbox. Not 01/09/02. Nixon.
Good one, too. That's a good one.
Jonathan Aiken. 06.
6 hours of Nixon.
Link. Get it now. Blank, checkbox. 01/09/02. Behind the Oval Office. Dick Morris.
Right, so obviously all of these are good ones because I obviously wanted them enough to buy them. So that is how you can go through what you've read and download it again. What we will do, though, is go back to the previous page because we can also look at
New Programs link.
New programs, and I think there's one that I can get here.
New Programs link.
It's part two of the book that I haven't started yet, so we'll just go down here. In fact, we should be able to search for the checkbox.
04/26/02, checkbox not checked. 04, the Diamond Age Unabridged, part two.
Right, so this is new. We're in the new program section now. So that's how it works. Once you put something in your shopping basket and you check out and you've made the purchase, it will be put in the new program section of the My Library section. And this is where you come to get the book. I'm going to get it now so I can show you what happens.
Neil Stevenson, 09, link.
9 hours.
Get it now.
Get it now. I'll push enter on the get it now link.
Get it now link.
And it will come up with another page in just a second.
2 frames and 84 links. Audible top frame frame audible top frame frame end. The plus diamond plus age plus unabridged plus part plus 2 frame. My library frame frame audible.com store. Link graphic noon of slash logo 42.
Right, so I'm going to now push and hit enter.
Book balance 0.
And again.
Table end.
I think we should be about
blank.
There now.
Audible.com on the go. Table with 2 columns and 2 rows. Link bio player. Table.
No, not yet, alright.
To listen to the Diamond Age go. Unabridged, part 2. Blank. Table with 3 columns and 7 rows. Blank 1. Select a format. This title is available in the following audio format as. Blank. Radio button. Checked. Blank.
Now, at least with JAWS, and I'm going to check to see whether this is the same with WindowEyes, there is no indication at all as to what these radio buttons are, which can be a real problem.
21 MB. Blank radio button. Not checked.
But what they signify is different audible formats, those 5 formats that I told you about earlier.
Blank 34 MB. Blank radio button. Not checked. 65 MB. Blank radio button. Not checked. Blank 130 MB. Blank 2.
I think that means that it's available on 1, 2, 3, and 4, but I can't be absolutely certain from the screen. Now, when you actually look up in the catalogue, you can see the formats there. But let's just check whether it's
JAWS.
Any easier with WindowEyes. I'll just get out of JAWS and bring WindowEyes up. But this is really important that Audible fix this so that you can see quite easily what formats are available when you're on this particular screen. One way that I've been able to work it out, though, is just by looking at the size in megabytes.
Top.
That may not be everybody's cup of tea, but it works for me.
Radio button unchecked. 65 amp, rate 130 amp, rate 6, radio button unchecked.
No, WindowEyes isn't showing us anything either there. So, really, you've got to work it out by the size of megs or look somewhere else for the information. That's a bit of a downside. So, anyway, we'll just bring up JAWS again and continue. And I'm going to choose the radio button.
Black radio, 34 MB. Black radio.
34 MB, which I am guessing is the audible format number 2. The Otis, the portable device that I have that you can transfer material to, supports audible formats 2 and 3. But if I choose format 3...
Black 34 MB.
What was it?
Black radio button. Black 65 MB.
Then it's actually going to be slightly too big to fit it all on at once. Audible will handle that. It will only transfer a section or two of it if you wish. But I'd rather have the whole thing on there. So we'll go back up.
Blank 34 MB.
And choose the 34 MB.
Blank radio button. Not checked.
Just by pressing enter on the radio button.
34 MB radio button checked.
Now, the next thing we have to do is decide how we're going to play this information.
Stream title link.
We can stream it using either Windows Media Player or Real Player, and the one that comes up will depend on what preference you've set in your Audible preferences. Or
download title link.
We can download the title.
Click here. Link.
Why are we clicking here?
Need help with CD burning?
Oh yeah, well yeah, you can also burn this to a CD once you've downloaded it, and we'll come to that. So I'm going to press enter on the download link.
Download title link. File download dialog. Cancel button. Done.
And that beautiful music tells us that
audio inbox audible manager
audible's running
combo box
101
and it's successful. Search for audio files dialog. Audible manager can search your PC for
supported
audio.
It didn't remember my setting.
Okay, do not show me this
checked.
No, yes button.
And then no, I don't want to.
Manager WND list view frequently asked questions 1min58s93k07/13/99
104
and it's now downloading
audio inbox audible
and to prove
downloading
that
downloading the Diamond Age unabridged part 2 size 35,426 kb.
So it's now beginning that process. We can check on how it's going through a number of means.
Downloading the Diamond Age Unabridged, part 2, size 35,000.
It says that in the status line there, but we can also bring up the system tray.
JAWS. Select a system tray icon. downloaded 202K of the Diamond Age unabridged.
It's right at the bottom. That makes sense. So it's downloaded 202K of that, and remember that it's 34 megs long, so it's going ahead and transferring that material. So off it goes. While it's doing that, let's go and have a look at preferences for Audible.
Audio inbox.
So we'll just push Alt-F4. We can safely do that.
JAWS.
Now we're back in JAWS, and of course Internet Explorer is still open at the Audible site. And just to prove that it's still downloading, we'll bring up the system tray.
Correct.
We know now that it's the last item in the tray, so we can just press End.
Downloaded 244K.
So let's go back into the Audible website, which is still up on the screen in Internet Explorer while that downloads, and have a look at the preferences that we can set. So we'll do a list of links.
Sure.
With Insert F7 and JAWS, it would be Insert Tab and Windowize, and we'll do MY for My again.
My Library, My Account, Gift Center.
There's another My.
My Preferences.
There we are, My Preferences. So we'll go in there with Enter and have a look at the different preferences that you can set on the Audible site.
58 links. Link graphic noon of slash.
Here we are in the preferences.
Book balance 0.
Do an insert enter.
Table N. My account users preferences.
Here we are.
Blank. Please select your primary area of interest. Combo box. Books.
So we can set.
Form.
Here we can set books.
Business.
Business.
News. Lectures.
Right, so
books.
I'll put that back on books and tab.
I prefer to receive emails in checkbox checked.
I believe that will be plain text.
I prefer to receive emails in text radio button checked.
Yeah, there we go.
Audible select for MP3 listeners checkbox checked.
I haven't seen any MP3 stuff for quite a long time.
Business checkbox checked.
Now these are all the different email categories where you can receive updates, and every week they'll send you some new stuff that's being added to Audible in this particular category, in any category that you check here.
Christianity checkbox not checked. Comedy checkbox not checked. Fiction checkbox checked. History checkbox checked. Mystery checkbox checked. Nonfiction checkbox checked. Public radio checkbox not checked. Science fiction and fantasy checkbox checked. Science and technology checkbox checked. Self-development checkbox checked. Spirituality checkbox checked. Unabridged checkbox checked. What's new checkbox checked. Preferred streaming software combo box. Real player.
So you can check any of those boxes, and you will get material every week sent to you in the email to entice you.
Windows Media Player.
We've got Windows Media Player,
Real Player, None.
And None. So we'll set it to Real Player. If you set it to None, I think you get asked every time.
Update My Preferences button.
Well, I've made no change there.
My Account Menu Link. Legal notices.
So that's the preferences. And if you check some of these boxes, you will get some word of some great stuff that's added to Audible on a regular basis. We can go into the My Account section there. I'm obviously not going to show you all of this, but there are some features here that are really cool in terms of speeding up the process. So let's let this page load.
68 links.
Now let's just go through here.
Work balance. Table. My account.
And this is where we need to be.
Blank.
Three presses of insert enter in my case, but it would depend on how you have your insert enter configured in terms of what it looks for.
Audible.com is committed to protecting your personal information. The items listed below with the lock icon require an extra level of authorization.
Ooh.
Link. Blank. Link. Graphic. My account slash unlock my account. Blank. Listener plan info. Blank. Audible listener premium membership. 0 books remaining. Renewal 05/20/02.
What a long time to wait.
Blank. Link. Personal information. Choose this option to edit your name, email address, or phone number. Blank. Link. Your password. Blank. Choose this option if you forgot your password or would like to change it. Blank. Link. Payment information. Choose this option to add or edit your credit card or billing address information. Link. Click out setting. Click out is turned on. Blank. Click out is turned on. Choose this option to learn more or to change your setting.
Now, I like click out. You do have to be careful. It does lead you to impulse buy if you're not careful. But what this will do is that when you have it turned on, it really does make the process much smoother in terms of making a purchase. Instead of choosing Add to My Basket and then adding it and then having to go to the checkout and confirming your purchases and entering your password and continuing, the ClickOut link, which is available on any page when you have ClickOut turned on, will simply take you there to the library to get on with downloading the book. So you find a book you want, you just choose ClickOut, and boom, you've made the purchase with one link, you're in the library, and you're ready to download it. Great feature.
Blank link. Shipping address. Choose this option to add or edit your shipping address. Link. Choose the link. User preferences. Choose this option to edit preferences related to emailings, streaming, or subscriptions.
We've been there.
Blank link. Telefriend info. Choose this option to view the status of your telefriends. Link. Spread the words. Choose this option to view the status of your recruits.
Yes, well.
Blank link. Billing history.
I imagine that this is like a system that allows you to earn a bit of credit in your Audible account for referring people on.
Choose this option to view all available transactions for your account. Order summary. View items that you have ordered. Combo box. In the past week.
So you can look at items you've ordered.
No, but blank. For your protection, our secure server will be used to handle all updates to your account's sensitive information. To it, or you are using a system that...
Right, so that's the My Account section. The critical thing there, I think, is the ClickOut that you might want to turn on to really expedite the process of purchasing. Now, that book's still downloading, by the way. But what I'd like to do now is purchase a subscription so that we can have a look at that feature. And so to do that, and also to have a quick look at what's on offer in subscriptions, we'll go to the subscription center. To do that, the quickest way is to bring up our list of links.
Sure.
And type SUB.
Subscription center.
And there it is. We'll press enter.
Link. Click out setting.
And it is taking us to the subscription center now.
128 links.
Ooh.
Link view wish list. Link view shopping basket.
The wish list is a good feature too. That while it mentions that, I'll mention it. If you see a book that you like, perhaps it's in any of the emails that you receive from Audible. We've just shown you how you turn those on. You check the checkboxes to receive email about different categories of programming or books that you might be interested in. But you're not really in a position to make a purchase. It may be, in fact, that you've seen something you want and you think, well, my Audible listener rolls around again on the 20th of the month, or whenever it happens to be. I've got a chance to purchase two more books. I'll add them to my wish list and then see if I really want it when my next month comes around. You can add them to your wish list, bring that wish list up at any time, and look through the books that are in there. You can get the description of what the books are all about if you've forgotten, and then click out or check out, depending on how you've got it set up. If you still want to make the purchase. If you decide, no, I don't really want to make that purchase, you can remove items from your wish list at any time. So that's a good feature.
Table with 4 columns and 11 rows. Blank. Public radio. 1 month star. 1 year. Blank. Blink. All things considered.
So now we're in a table. And this is the public radio table.
Blink. All things considered.
Here we are with all things considered. So let's just use the table navigation commands to have a look at this. All things considered, that famous NPR program.
1 month star. Checkbox not checked. $9.95.
$9.95 a month to get all things considered.
1 year. Checkbox not checked. $59.95.
So that's a significant saving.
And a row.
Checkbox not checked.
Yes.
One public.
Beginning a row.
Link Car Talk Weekly.
Row 3.
1 month star. Checkbox not checked. $6.95. 1 year. Checkbox not checked. $39.95.
Column
so,
three.
If you want Car Talk, you can get it for that. $39 a year. Jaws is reading that table fine.
What public? Fresh Air MF.
Row 4.
Fresh Air. MF, Monday to Friday.
1 month star. Checkbox not checked. $9.95. 1 year. Checkbox not checked. $29.95.
Column 3.
There we go.
What public radio? Blink Marketplace MF.
And so that's how we can keep moving through the table. Let's see what else there is.
$9. Week checked up. Checked. table and table with blank entertainment and culture.
Now we're into entertainment and culture.
1 month star, 1 week blink, by week blink, audible proofs.
Wonder what that is.
$4, $Link Car Talk Weekly, $1 Link C-SPAN Book News Weekly.
So some of these items will fit into more than one category.
$Link Fresh Air MF, $Link and Bed with Susie Bright Sex Talk Weekly.
Yes.
$1.
What I can say is stop it or you go blind.
Link Robin Williams of Audible.com bi-weekly star also available as a 6 month subscription.
Robin Williams bi-weekly, that sounds like it could be quite good actually.
$Link says you, weekly. $3 Link This American Life Weekly. $Link Graphic Substance.
Right, well, what I want to do is do a search for what I really want. Right. What I really, really want, and that is to renew my Wall Street Journal subscription after a bit of an absence. So we'll search for Wall Street just in the screen reader search feature.
Link Graphic Substance. Link The Wall Street Journal on Audible.com.
Yeah, that's what I want.
MF.
Monday to Friday.
Checkbox. Not checked. $9.95.
It's monthly.
Checkbox. Not checked. $59.95. Blank.
All right. So, I'll get a month of the Wall Street Journal, I think, and see if I like it.
$9.95. Checkbox. Not.
So we'll check that.
Forms mode on. $9.95. Checkbox checked.
And now let's just keep going here.
/audible/PC/audible/images/substance/addtobasket.gif/link.
All right, there we go. We've got the add to basket.
Link, graphic, substance/back to top.
So add to basket is there, and it doesn't seem to be a click out on this page. So I'm going to add the Wall Street Journal for a month to my basket, and presumably it will just confirm that that's what I'm doing when the page comes up.
64 links. Basket link graphic my basket /checkout top. Table with 3 columns and 2 rows. Link the Wall Street Journal on Audible.com 1 month subscription. Price $9.95 link graphic my basket /move to wishlist link graphic my basket /remove item. Table end. Link graphic my basket /continue shopping link graphic my basket.
And there those links again.
Blank. You have 2 items in your wishlist. Which link blank you have the following store credit. Blank, customer service, $69.15, zero, blank, link, legal notice, and, leak, /audible/images/my basket/continue shopping, blank, table end, blank, link, graphic, my basket /checkout button.
And there's the checkout one. So, as I say, clickout doesn't appear to be an option with the subscriptions. I'm going to check out now.
/audible/images/my basket/checkout button.gif/link.
And I pressed enter on that link, and we'll now get the checkout screen.
58 links. Audible.com. Table with 3 columns and 6 rows. Checkout. Table end. Table with 6 columns and 9 rows. If you want to change any of this information, please go to link my account. The Wall Street Journal on Audible.com 1 month subscription $9.95. Subtotal $9.95. Button.
Is that the purchase?
Purchase.gif button.
Yeah, again, this is another slightly dodgy one where there's no real alt text. We need to have this addressed, but that's the purchase button. I go to press enter on it now and make the purchase of a month subscription to the Wall Street Journal for $9.95, and it should be coming up now.
64 links. Audible.com store. Link graphic /logo.
We're at the top, I think, now, so we'll just move down.
Book balance zip. Table. Audible.com. Blank. Table with. Blank. Account information. Blank. Table end. Blank. Table with 5. Blank. Thank you for your purchase. Your order number is odd 001976897099. Blank. Visited link. Graphic. Thank you left.
Don't know what that link does.
Blank. If you bought an audio program, you'll find it in. Visited link. My library. Link. Index. Blank. If you have just bought an Audible ready device and would like to start browsing Audible.com store for great audio programs to load into your new device, please visit. Link. HTTP. Link. Graphic.
Right.
Blank. If you have questions or comments about our service, please contact our customer support team. Link. Blank.
So, phone 888. That's how we...
Link. Legal notice.
Made the subscription purchase. We just went to the subscription center, searched for something we want. The Wall Street Journal was there. We purchased a month subscription, added it to the basket. Then we chose to check out and completed the purchase from the checkout screen simply by choosing the purchase button, which did not have an alt text. In fact, some of those links throughout that whole process didn't have genuine alt text, unfortunately, and that may be a bit confusing depending on the screen reader that you're using. Now, thanks to the marvels of modern technology, I took a quick break for a glass of water and to answer the call of nature, and while I was away, the download finished. It would have made a little chiming sound, and now, when I bring up the system tray...
Audible Manager is running.
It says Audible Manager is running, whereas before it was giving us a download progress, and we'll just double-click
audio
on there.
Audible Manager. Manager WND list view frequently asked questions. 1 minute.
Now, I'm going to delete some of these things that I no longer need from here.
Frequently asked questions.
I don't want that.
WSJ0.
Remember that I asked it not to prompt me and to delete things immediately without going to the trash. Now, we're at the Wall Street Journal one. The one from...
WSJ0404-2000 morning.
The 4th of April 2000, so I'll delete that.
Have a listen to Audible files.
I'll delete that.
Transferring Audible files into a mobile device.
Delete that.
The Diamond Age Unabridged, Part 2. 9H 20 Min. 33,804K. Jmosen.
And that is the book that I just downloaded. Part 2. Part 1's on my laptop. That's alright. So, it's downloaded that successfully. I can bring that up and play it if I wish to, just with Alt F followed by A.
Desktop player.
This is Audible.
Audible.
The Diamond Age. Or A Young Lady's Illustrated Primer, written by Neal Stephenson and read by Jennifer Wilsey.
Lovely. So there it is in the desktop player. Now, while we were downloading that, you'll recall that we made a purchase of a subscription. So we've got to deal with that now. I'm going to press Alt A to get into the Audible menu.
Context menu. Audio inbox list view. 33,000. Customer service.
C.
There are some Audible features in here. We can get in touch with customer service.
Go to audible.com. List subscriptions. Control plus U. Synchronize subscriptions ... Control plus Shift plus U. My library.
L.
So we can get to my library from here. You don't have to go to the Audible site and hunt around for my library. If you choose my library from this menu, it will take you straight there and open up Internet Explorer.
Customer service.
That's what we've got. So,
list subscript.
What I want to do now is synchronize subscriptions. So I'll push enter on that.
Leaving menus. Enter password dialog. And password. Username edit.
Alt U.
Ready. Audible.
Oh, what's it doing? Oh, it's Audible load is not responding. I must deal with that a bit later.
Username edit.
Username
type
is
text.
J. Mosen.
Password edit.
And I type my password, which is incredibly long. Give me a second or three. Right.
Cancel button. OK button. Manager WND list view the Diamond Age Unabridged. Part 2, 9H 20 Min, Neal Stephenson, Jennifer Wiltsey, 33,000.
That's an encouraging noise anyway.
4K, Jmosen, 04/30/02.
101.
Requesting the subscription map for the user ... Subscription synchronized with the server.
That's important because we want to have subscriptions automatically delivered, or at least I do. So that has been done now. Now.
Subscription synchronized with the server. Manager W.
Right, we're back in the Audible manager. Now, having done the synchronization, we're going to go and have a look at the properties for the Wall Street Journal subscription. I'm going to press Control U. We could also go to the Audible menu, but we may as well get used to pressing Control U.
Subscriptions list view.
Zero items.
Subscriptions. Subscriptions. Synchronize. Properties. Latest issue. All issues. Delete. Expiration ... T. Issues.
Alright, let's see what we've got here.
Combo box. Subscriptions list view the morning read from the Wall Street Journal on demand. 1/05/30/02/03/26 p.m. on demand. Daily.
1 of 2.
Wall Street Journal Weekend Journal on demand 5/30/02/03/26 p.m. on demand weekly.
2 of 2.
All right, so we've got two. We've got the weekend read and we've got the morning read.
The morning read.
That's good. So what I'm going to do now is use my mouse cursor, in this case the JAWS cursor, because I'm running JAWS right now. I found the first subscription here, which is the Morning Read from the Wall Street Journal.
Right click. Context menu. 05.
And we should be able to bring out the properties now.
Properties.
Yes, I just did an up arrow and there are the properties, so we'll press enter.
Leaving menus. The Morning Read from the Wall Street Journal properties dialog. How many issues to keep people issues radio button checked?
2 of 3. All that.
Let's see what options we have here.
How many issues to keep issues that have arrived within the past radio button checked?
1 of 3.
So we can specify, or we can...
How many issues to keep the latest radio button checked?
Well, I may as well keep all issues for now.
How many issues to keep remove all issues now ... button?
And you can quickly remove all issues now if you wish.
Delivery to PC options on demand radio button checked.
1 of 3.
So, deliver to PC options. At the moment, it's on demand, and that means that I have to request the Wall Street Journal. But I want to automate the process.
Delivery to PC options, latest issue radio button checked.
2 of 3.
So now we would get the latest issue.
Delivery to PC options, all issues radio button checked.
3 of 3.
And now it's all issues. Well, I'm just subscribing, so we may as well set it to all issues now.
Delivery to device options on demand radio button checked.
1 of 3.
All we have.
Delivery to device options, latest issue radio button checked.
2 of 3.
So you can deliver the latest issue to your device. That could be a CD burner, or it could be the Audible Otis. And you could do that with the latest issue.
Delivery to device options, next issue radio button checked.
Next issue. All right. So we will set that to on demand.
Delivery to device options, latest issue. Delivery to device options on demand. Properties change format button.
Okay.
And let's take a look at the format that it's coming down in. This change format button is important because at the moment mine is set to format
Audible.
1, which we don't want to do because format 1 isn't even supported by the Audible Otis. So I've pressed spacebar on that button.
59 links.
Now we're back actually on the page that we were on before, the preferences page, where we specified emails that we wanted to receive and things. But now that subscriptions have been added, we have some new options. So I'm going to quickly get to what I want by searching on the word format with my screen reader. So I do a Control F in the case of JAWS and just type format.
Audible.link. Information age.
We'll just keep going.
HTML format. Subscriptions, select a format.
That's what we want.
Blank graphic. Format 15.3 KB.
Now, this is quite useful, actually, because it's telling you exactly how what the bitrate of each format is. So format 1 is in 5.3K. That's very narrow. I mean, yeah.
Graphic. Format 2, 8.5 KB.
Format 2 is only 8.5. It sounds a lot better than that. They must have really carefully looked at equalization to get the sound they're getting from that.
Graphic. Format 316 KB. Graphic. Format 432 KB.
And format 4 is 32K. Alright.
Blank. The Morning Read from the Wall Street Journal. 1 month subscription. Checkbox. Checked. Radio button. Checked.
So, the first radio buttons, again, there's no text associated with these formats, but the first radio button is format 1, and that's checked. I don't want that.
Radio button. Not checked.
Format 2 will do me.
Forms mode on. The Wall Street Journal Weekend Journal. 1 month subscription radio button checked.
And,
Start checkbox checked.
I think that means...
Check. The Wall Street Journal Weekend Journal. 1. Checkbox. Check. Radio button. Checked.
No, format 1 still checked for that one.
Radio button. Not checked. Forms mode on. The Wall Street Journal Weekend Journal.
And so now that should mean that format 2 is checked for both. We'll
blank.
Go back and
radio
check.
Radio. Checkbox. Radio button. Check.
Yes.
Blank. The Wall Street radio button. Not radio button. Check.
Yes, format 2 is selected for both.
Blank. Star note, you must have auto delivery turned on within Audible Manager TM for this to take effect. Link. Table end. Link. Fact about auto delivery of subscriptions. Combo box. Real player. Up my account. Update my preferences button.
And I now press enter on update my preferences, and it's now going to go and do
68
that.
68 links.
So now we're back in Audible Manager, having made that change at the server end. Well, that makes sense that you have to do it there, because obviously the Audible website needs to know what format to send it in. We've done that, and now we're back here.
OK button.
OK is the next control.
Subscriptions list view the morning read from the Wall Street Journal.
So now, when we look at this subscription list, you'll hear a bit of a change here for the first one.
The morning read from the Wall Street Journal. All issues 105/30/0203/26 p.m. on demand daily.
So it's saying all issues now. Compare that with the second one that we haven't changed yet.
Wall Street Journal Weekend Journal on demand 005/30/0203/26 p.m. on demand weekly.
So it's saying on demand twice because the first on demand refers to receiving it to the PC and the second on demand refers to transfer to mobile device. So I'm going to do the same thing with the second one.
Jaws
to the PC cursor.
Right
click. Get the context menu.
Properties.
Bring up the properties.
How many issues to keep? Keep all issues. Radio button.
Yes.
How many issues to keep? Remove all issues now.
No.
Delivery of PC options on demand radio. Delivery of PC options latest issue. Delivery of PC options all issues radio button checked.
All issues.
Delivery of device options on demand radio button checked.
1 of 3.
And,
delivery of device.
That's fine.
Properties change format button.
Yes, they're both format too, so that's fine. And we'll just choose OK.
OK, but...
And now it's all going to happen, as long as I make sure that Audible is starting in the background every time the PC starts. That's all done. And it's as simple as that. You're listening to the review of the Audible service on Main Menu, and now it's the next morning, and we'll go and see if we have the subscription from the Wall Street Journal waiting for us to read. We'll bring up the system tray.
Select a system tray icon dialog.
And take a look down.
Audible Manager is running.
Audible Manager is running, so we'll go into the Audible Manager by doing a double left click. And I'm still in my subscription list, so let's see if I can...
Subscriptions list view.
...get to the Audible inbox.
Subscriptions
to do that...
combo box. Subscriptions.
I need to tab to the combo box with different folders in it, and I got to try pushing an A for audio inbox. That doesn't seem to want to work, so we'll see if we can up arrow through it.
Downloads cap 1. Already listened. Audio inbox.
1 of 3.
Right, so if the subscription system has worked, it should be there. We'll back tab now. This does happen. There are some interesting focus things that
audio
sometimes go on. So I'm alt-tabbing back into it now.
Combo box.
There we go.
Manager WMD list view the Diamond Age unabridged. WSJ0501-2002 morning read. 46min36s2837k.Jmosin05/01/02.
2 of 2.
And here it is, the Wall Street Journal for the 1st of May, which is the latest one, has arrived and it's ready for me to read. And all I need to do is do Alt-F followed by A.
Leaving desktop layer.
This is Audible.
The morning read from the Wall Street Journal, Wednesday, May 1st, 2002. This morning, Hewlett Packard...
Now I can quickly skim the headlines by doing a Control-Shift-F.
Stocks close at
next section.
And now
button.
From the editors of the Wall Street Journal, today's top stories in depth. WorldCom's problems
button.
Mount in wake of Ever's departure. Long distance giant may restructure.
So we're just skimming through.
Hold. Here's a look at yesterday's markets. Blue chips gain. From the Tech Center section of the Wall Street Journal online, here are today's top stories.
So that's working fine. I just pushed Control P to toggle play and stop. All right, I think that what I'd like to do is put this onto a CD. You may want to do this if, for example, you have a player that will play on your home system. Maybe you have a transmitter. A lot of people seem to have them these days, just a tiny transmitter plugged into their stereos or something like that, so you can listen to this around the house or whatever. You may have one of those CD Walkman. Now, when you burn something onto CD from Audible, it's not creating an MP3 file. It is actually creating a regular audio CD. In an ideal world, you may be able to use CDRW, which are the types of discs that allow you to write many times onto the one disc, overwriting what's been there previously. There aren't many players that will play CDRW discs. Some of the newer ones will. For example, I have a CD player that's also a DVD player and plays all kinds of things in our new home theatre system, and it will play CDRW discs without any problem, and that will allow me to listen to this anywhere and just overwrite it every morning. In fact, if I want to set it up, I can, in fact, have the Wall Street Journal burned to a CD every morning, so it's ready for me to take out of the CD burner when I get up in the morning and put it on a compatible CD player. If you don't have a CD player that supports CDRW playback, then you would have to use CDRs, and that means that obviously you can only use that disc once, so it may or may not be economical for you to do that. I'm going to close the desktop player.
Manager WMD list view WF.
I pressed Alt+F4 to do that. And now I'm going to press Alt+D to get into the devices menu.
Context menu. Audio inbox list view. WSJ0.
Let's just stop that verbiage.
Activate / deactivate ... CD burn mode.
That's what we want, so we'll push enter.
Leaving menus.
And,
there
we go. WSJ0501-2002 morning read. 46min36s. 2837k. Jmosen. Audible Otis not responding. Audible Manager Components Download Dialog. Installing Components Burning Audio CD Support Downloading File Device 150.cap.
Okay, so we haven't used it before, so it's downloading the components that it needs now to allow CD burning. What's happening here?
Transfer rate 16.8.
Okay, it's still downloading the CD burning support.
PC.
We'll just wait for it to do that. I like the way that the Audible Manager is designed in this regard, that you don't have the components you don't need, keeping
completing
the
Audible Manager
size to a minimum.
Dialogue. Decompressing file from 2. Audible CD burning software license agreement dialog. I accept button.
It is pretty critical that one read this Audible software license agreement for the CD burning, because obviously there are some issues with CD burning and one has to respect intellectual property.
Audible Manager running dialog. Audible Manager is running. Installation requires Audible Manager to exit. Please exit Audible Manager and then press OK. OK button.
Alright. So, well, that's interesting. It says please exit Audible Manager and then press OK. Alright, well, I will. We'll just go down here.
Audible Manager is running.
And now we'll do a right click with Alt R.
Context menu.
And up arrow.
About that. Exit.
To exit and press Enter.
Leaving menus. JAWS.
And I expected it to play as a dinky little tune, but it didn't seem to want to. Alright, well, I think we're now...
JAWS. Completing Audible Manager upgrade. Audible Manager running.
Okay. Right, now we'll click OK by pressing Enter. And
extracting files. Audible Manager components update dialog. In order to complete the installation of new components, you must reboot your computer before continuing to use Audible software. Do you want to reboot your computer now? Yes button.
Yes, we'll reboot.
Pause. Yes button. Sharing dialog. There are two users connected to your computer.
Oh, that's going to upset everybody, isn't it? Well, it's
yes.
Fine. Let's reboot.
JAWS.
So, we're rebooting now. And we'll take a pause while that's happening, and we'll come back. So the computer is in the process of rebooting, and you'll recall that I did ask Audible Manager to start every time the computer starts. That's to ensure that I'm getting my subscriptions that I now have, the subscription to the Wall Street Journal, etc. And so we should hear the sound. Right on cue, look at that. That indicates that the Audible Manager is now back up and running. So now, let's go back into the system tray.
Select a system tray. Audible Manager is running.
It's still the bottom one, so we'll push Alt+D to get in.
Jaws.
Click.
The Diamond Age unabridged.
And let's just make sure. We're in the right place now.
Context menu.
We've got this context menu nonsense, so I'm going to have to left-click. What I'm going to do in this instance is find the Wall Street Journal.
Job min 36, min 46, read, morning.
There we go, and
left-click. Left-click.
Manager W.
That should give it focus. Now let's go to the device menu again.
Context menu. Audio inbox list view. CD burn mode.
C.
Right, now let's press enter on it, now that we've installed the components. I've got a disk in the drive, by the
ready.
Way. Now that we've installed the CD burning package and it's all up and running, we will need to activate the CD burner, because as far as Audible is concerned, the CD burner is really just another Audible compatible device now that it has a plugin for it. So that the CD burner is recognized in Audible Manager. Before I do that, it's an appropriate point, I think, for me to mention that there are actually two modes for Audible Manager. One is basic mode, and the other is advanced. Basic is obviously a little bit more simple to work with, but doesn't have some of the features, including CD burning, the synchronization of subscriptions, the ability to send segments of a program to a device, and the ability to synchronize content between your desktop player and your mobile device. So that's why I'm in Audible Manager Advanced. If you just want to play programs on your home PC, then you may want to stick with Audible Manager Basic. It's a simple process to upgrade to Advanced. It's on the menu, and it's your choice. Let's go into the Devices menu now.
Context menu. Activate / deactivate dot dot dot.
That's what we want
control
to do.
Control plus.
So, and we could have pressed Control A actually. So push Enter.
Leaving menus. Choose your device dialog. Please check in the mobile device that you are using in addition to the Audible desktop player in order for the Audible Otis.
We've done that.
CD burner.
And we haven't done that. So that's what we want to do.
Back button. Next button. Username. Audible user information dialog. Username edit. Jmosen.
That's fine.
User information password edit. ***.
That's fine too.
User information. Create. Back. Next button. You are now ready to activate your desktop player and / your mobile device. Activate my player S-ray. Advanced. I am back button. I am. Next.
Here we go. Choose the next button here. And we will wait as it goes to activate the CD burner.
If you need any help, you can...
There we go. That's done. So now we'll just choose OK.
Manager WMD list view.
And we're back into the Audible Manager audio inbox. Now, I already have a CD in the drive ready to go. If I now move with my mouse cursor to the bottom half of the Audible Manager window, we should now be seeing some status information about the CD in the drive.
Total 1 HP.
There it is, in fact. Let's go up there.
CD, HP, CD usage. X, CD burner.
We'll just go to the top. Okay, so there's the CD burner title part of the window.
CD burner device. HP CD writer plus 8100.
That's correct.
CD usage. Use 0 min. Free 1H12 min. Total 1H12 min. Gear.wrks by Gear Software. Scroll left. Ready.
Right.
Ready.
So PC. We have 1 hour and 12 minutes, which is the capacity of this CD. It's a 72-minute rewritable CD. Now.
The diamond. Context menu.
Audio input. Odd context menu issue which comes up from time to time.
WSJ
05. So I'm going to left click on the WSJ.
Left click.
Wall Street Journal.
Manager WMD list view WSJ 0501 2002 morning read.
That's it. Let's go to the devices menu.
Context menu. Audio inbox list. CD burn mode.
C.
Add to burn list.
And there's the add to burn list. So we want to burn this, so let's press enter on it.
Leaving menus. Ready. Ing read. 46 min 36 s. 2837 k. JM.
Right, so that sounds like it has added to the burn list the Wall Street Journal. So let's go back into the device menu now.
Context menu. CD burn mode.
C.
Add to burn. Start CD burn.
And then we have start CD burn. Let's keep going.
Erase CD.
E.
That's really good if you've got a CDRW like I have. From in here you can just erase the disk.
Refresh CD burner.
R.
Add new device dot dot dot.
And then we're into the regular device stuff.
Choose mobile
so
device dot.
We have in fact got quite a few new menu options as a result of the CD burn application being installed. So I've got 46 minutes worth of Wall Street Journal. Let's go up.
Erase CD. Start CD burn.
And press enter.
Leaving menus. Recording audio CD dialog. Compact disc. Cancel button.
Alt C.
Ready.
And it's now going ahead and burning the disc. And that's how the CD burning process works. Obviously, we're dealing with a fairly simple scenario here. We're burning a disc that is 46 minutes long, so it easily fits onto one CD. What happens is that there is a track for each article, so you can skip forward and back through the Wall Street Journal just as you can on the Audible desktop player and other Audible compatible devices. It's not that much more complicated if you have a much longer title that you want to burn onto CD, although obviously you'll need more CDs. Earlier you'll recall that we downloaded part two of a book that I intend to read shortly called The Diamond Age, and part two of it was, I think, around about 9 hours long. And when you add a title like that to the burn list, and then you choose to start the burning process, a dialogue comes up and you can specify where you want to start burning from and to. The default is to take up a full 72 minutes per disc, and it just prompts you through the burning process. So it's aware of the fact that you will need to copy the book on to multiple discs and guides you through the process. It's very simple. While that burn is going on, I'd like to introduce now the Audible Otis. The Audible Otis is a device that has been manufactured for Audible. Originally, Audible manufactured its own player, the Audible mobile player, and we're going back to 1997 here, so it really does, I think, predate the MP3 players, the concept of truly mobile audio with no moving parts, a completely solid-state device. And I think the original version of the Audible mobile player, incidentally, had a little FM transmitter built into it so that you could listen on an FM radio to what was coming over it. They don't do that anymore. They do provide you with a cassette adapter, though, with devices that you buy from Audible. There are a number of standard commercial products that are Audible ready, and Audible has made lots of efforts over the last 5 years or so to make standard MP3 players such as the Diamond Rio and or various devices from Sony and Philips and the big brand makers compatible with Audible. And if you go to their site, you will find a list of Audible compatible devices where you can transfer Audible audio onto them. But their official player that's been manufactured specifically for Audible is the Audible Otis. It has 64 megs of memory on board, so you can hold about 17 hours of audio in Audible Format 2 on that. It's also got an expansion slot, so you can take it up to 128 megabytes in total with a 64 megabyte card. The device is small. It's I've heard it described as about the size of a beeper. I guess it's about the size of a cassette tape, really. And it's simple to operate. On the top of the unit, you've got a headphone socket, you've got a slot for the card, and then on the left, you've got three controls. At the top, there's the mode button. That will get you into functions such as whether the music, if you put MP3 and Windows Media files in here, which it also supports, will play at random, like a shuffle play kind of feature, or in some kind of order of inclusion on the player. You can also set up a graphics equalizer through the mode key, and it has a number of presets, or you can actually set your own preset up by manipulating, I believe it's a 5-band graphics equalizer. Underneath the mode key, you've got a rocker kind of key with a clear dot in the middle of the key so you know which is up and which is down. And the first of these rocker keys is the volume control, and the next one skips you between sections of an audible title. On the front of the unit, below the screen, which is at the very top of the front, you've got a single control with three positions, quite clearly marked, easily identifiable by touch. The left of the control will move you between books on your Audible device if it's tapped, or other tracks, of course, if you have music and things in here. If you hold it down, for the first 5 seconds of it being held down, it will move you through at about 4 times the speed, then it will move up to 64 times the speed. The middle of the button will stop the audio. And if you hold it down for long enough, it will turn the player off. Although the player will also turn itself off if it hasn't been used for 5 minutes. The right-hand side of the control will skip you forward through items on your player, and if you hold it down, it will skip forward by about 4 times for 5 seconds, and then after 5 seconds, it will skip forward at 64 times the speed. And finally, underneath that three-position button, you've got another button. If you hold it down for 2 seconds, it turns the audible Otis on. Once on, if you tap the button, then you will start playing the audio. You can also set bookmarks in the audible Otis, and you simply hold this button down when it's playing to set a bookmark to return to a particular point in the audio. So they've thought of just about everything. On the right of the unit, you've got a USB port. It's quite tiny. It's not a standard USB type socket, but it does connect with a cable provided to a USB connection at the other end. And then you've got a hold switch, so that if you're on the exercycle or the treadmill or you're walking around and you don't want the controls bumped, you switch the switch and none of the controls have any effect. So it puts it into a kind of a lock mode. And that really is all there is to this device. I'm going to turn it on now, and I have plugged a cable into the headphone socket of the Audible Otis, and that's going into the mixer here in the studio. So I've turned it on, and now I'm going to press the play button.
Nutrition education, medical care, behavioral therapy, and guidance on exercise.
And it is playing a book that I've been reading from Harvard University about the joys of losing weight. How about that?
800 or fewer calories a day.
That is in audible format too.
Conventional diets. Very low calorie diets feature commercially prepared liquid formulas.
Now, I'm going to press the skip forward button to skip to another book.
Our object is of a different shape. The different faces it presents.
So it's just like changing channels. And we now have the Audible Technology Review for April, which I'm reading.
It will be brighter when its more luminous side area is exposed to the telescope than when viewed end on, and will appear to the kill vehicle.
If I skip back. We're back exactly where I left off in the Harvard weight loss book. I'll skip forward to the technology review and hold the button down on the right hand side.
Rotation. So, if there's a prior
now off it goes. I end up on the button.
Cone shaped decoys was expected to look like a tumbling warhead. The large balloon and upper rocket stage were expected.
And it's back to reading. Now, if I'm not interested in this article, I can just skip to the next section with the button on the left-hand side.
That story you just heard was by Professor Theodore Postol of MIT. He's no friend of the Pentagon.
Compress it again.
Two items now on the war against terrorism. In this month's Insight column, Greg Blonder, a former Bell Labs...
So I've just pressed stop now. It's a tiny device. It's so easy to carry around in any pocket. And I've just fallen in love with this thing. I've been using Audible, as I say, since it started pretty much for about 5 years. And I'd obviously read about how you can get these devices and thought, yeah, that would be pretty neat. But it's not until you actually have one in your hand and you see how easy it is to transfer material to the device, and you have one to just take with you and have your book that you're reading with you wherever you go, that you fully appreciate just how cool this is. So that's the Audible Otis. What I'm going to do now is turn this unit off. I wonder if we can hear any noise. Not really. Okay, so we've turned it off, and I'm going to wait for the CD burn to complete. That's going on at the moment. You'll recall that we're burning the Wall Street Journal Morning Edition, Morning Read, for the 1st of May onto a CD. And we'll just check how that's going, actually.
JAWS. Disk status group box, 0% progress bar. Recording stage group, finishing recording,
No, it's finishing recording now.
CD burner device HPC finishing recording.
All right, so it mustn't be too far away until it's complete now. So we'll let it finish the recording, and then we'll come back and we'll connect the Audible Otis to the USB port, and we'll demonstrate how easy it is to get rid of material and also to transfer material to the Audible Otis. Well, that appears to have finished. There's a dialog box on the screen. Let's read it.
Next step dialog.
Close button. Print label button. Burn next CD button. You are about to print a CD label. Please insert the appropriate CD label paper into the printer. You have completed this burn session. You have successfully burned.
I don't really want to print a label.
Print label button. Close button.
And we've got a close button.
Manager WND list UWS.
And that's all there is to it. We now have the Wall Street Journal burned onto a CDRW.
New hardware found dialog. Baron Tech HMS30C6001 reset driver. Z. JAWS. New hardware found dialog. USB flash memory controller driver 010802. Z.
And that was the sound of the Audible Otis being connected. We have been using the CD burner up until now as our device, so let's go in and change the device that we're using by bringing up the device menu with Alt-D.
Context.
And moving down.
CD, add to burn, start CD, erase CD, refresh CD, add new device dot, choose mobile device dot dot dot.
That's what we want to do. We want to choose our mobile device.
Leaving menus. Mobile device configuration dialog. OK button. Ready. OK button.
And we're focused on the OK button, so we're going to need to tab.
Cancel button. Combo box. CD burner.
3 of 3.
CD burner, and that's 3 of 3, so we're going to have to up arrow to make another choice.
No device.
Now, if you don't have anything connected, if you're not going to burn CDs and you don't have your device connected, this is where you can go to tell Audible that you're not using a device at the moment. If we up arrow now.
Memory source main memory radio button checked.
2 of 2.
What's happened here is that if I shift tab.
Combo box. Audible Otis.
So Audible Otis has been selected by us up arrowing in that combo box, and as soon as that happened, we were then moved on to another control, which appeared, which is a pair of radio buttons asking, are we dealing with information in the regular memory?
Memory source main memory radio
main
button
memory.
Checked.
2 of 2.
Or
memory source storage card radio
storage
button.
Card. Well, I don't have a storage card in there just now, so we're going back to main memory and pressing OK.
Configuration low level format button.
I don't think we want to do that.
OK button.
So we'll push OK. And
audio input.
Now we should be able to.
Reading Audible Otis.
It's reading the Audible Otis now. This is the first time that.
Synchronized with program schedule. Dot dot dot. The Diamond Age Unabridged, Part 2. 9H20min. 33,000.
PC.
Jaw. Pay. Total 336. Total. Used 28.0 MB. Device memory. Bullet main memory radio button checked. Device memory. Used 28.0 MB. 336.0 MB.
So I've got 36 megs free.
Total 64.0 MB. Ready.
Now, the best thing to do here is to look for one of the titles in your Otis and left-click on it to give that window focus. So I'll go up and have a look.
Bullet main map, audible, quarter circle storage card, Harvard Special
there
Health
we go.
Report.
There's Layla. The Harvard Special Health Report.
Live, less comma.
And I'll left-click on that.
Left-click.
Program list view. Harvard Special Health Report Wayless. Live longer 2H27min 16.8 MB.
1 of 2.
That's fine.
PC.
And now if I down arrow.
Audible Technology Review.
There's the Audible Technology Review, the two items that we were reviewing in the Otis. So from here, I can, for example, delete these if I wish. Just push the Del key. It's like being in Windows Explorer, and it will confirm, you know, do you want to delete this from the player? You choose yes, and boom, it's gone. So we have here the morning read from the Wall Street Journal. And as I've emphasized throughout the course of this demonstration, you can automate the process, but let's transfer the Wall Street Journal morning read onto the Audible Otis. So to do that, I'm going to have to left-click again in the main
double the diamond age on the bridge.
There we go. In the main Audible inbox window.
WSJ0.
There it is, the Wall Street Journal. So I'll left click.
Left click.
Manager WMD list view WSJ0501-2002.
There's the Wall Street Journal.
PC.
In effect, it would be quite easy to write scripts to automate this process, or set files for that matter. Now, I'm on the one I want. I'm on the Wall Street Journal Morning Read. Let's go to the device menu.
Context menu. Activate slash D. CD burn mode. Add to Audible Otis.
And because the Audible Otis is our selected device.
Show transfer list. Auto sync. Erase Audible Otis. Refresh Audible Otis. Add new device.
There we go. You'll notice that all the CD options have disappeared, and some Audible Otis options have appeared in its place. So it's an intelligent menu, and I much prefer that to having a whole lot of options listed there that are grayed out, because you just have to hear the verbiage and arrow through them.
Choose so, mobile. Activate slash the CD. Add to Audible Otis.
Add to Audible Otis. So I've arrowed to the book I want to add, or the publication in this case. I'll press enter now.
Leaving menus. The Morning Read from the Wall Street Journal, May 1st, 2002 dialogue. OK button. Ready.
We've got a dialogue here.
Cancel button. Start of the segment edit. Zero.
This is because if it's a large item, you may not want to transfer the whole thing. You may not actually have the space to transfer the whole thing. So it's asking you, where do you want to start the segment? And you can actually synchronize your mobile player so that it will delete bits of the book that you've already read and transfer new bits that you haven't. That's a more advanced feature, but it's all possible. So you can have the full book on your desktop and just drip feed bits of it as you need to, especially if it's a long book.
HRS edit. Zero. End of the segment edit. Zero. HRS edit. 46.
Okay, so the start of the segment is 0 hours, 0 minutes. The end of the segment is 0 hours, 46 minutes. In other words, we are transferring the whole thing.
Play slash stop button. OK button.
And we'll push OK.
Abort transfer button. WSJ0501-2002 morning read. 46 min 36 s. 2837 k. Schmosen. Audible manager dialogue. Your Audible Otis is not activated. Please activate your Audible Otis by selecting Activate Device from Device menu. OK button.
I see.
The Audible Otis must be activated to play targeted or mobile real audio files. Please activate your device.
I see. OK, well, you obviously, maybe you have to activate it for each computer that you're transferring from. I hadn't fully appreciated that, so let's do that.
Feedback button.
We'll... What's it
Mac button, X button, cancel button. Cancel button. Please check in the mobile device that you are.
Okay, it's taken me to the activation already.
Mac, next, username. Audible username edit. Schmosen, user information password edit. Star.
Alright, so it's got the username and password.
Cancel next button.
Choose next again. And hopefully it will. Let me activate the Otis for transfer from this machine, as well as from my laptop, which is where I traditionally actually use it. Certainly gone away to have a good think about the proposition. And,
if you need
there we go, it's done it, so we'll push enter. And now we'll do the device menu with Alt-D.
Context menu. See, add to Audible Otis.
And add to Audible Otis.
Leaving menus. OK
and
button.
And focus is on the OK button, so we'll just press enter because we know we want to transfer the whole thing.
Transferring audio to Audible Otis dialog. Transferring audio to Audible Otis dialog. Initiating content transfer ... Abort transfer button. Initiating content transfer ... Audio file transfer the morning read from the Wall Street Journal, May 1st, 2002, 0% complete. Audio file transfer the morning read from the Wall Street Journal, May 1st, 2002, 21% complete. Audio file transfer the morning read from the Wall Street Journal, May 1st, 2002, 42% complete. Audio file transfer the morning read from the Wall Street Journal, May 1st, 2002, 64% complete. Audio file transfer the
because I've got the speech
the
running slowly for the purposes
May 1st,
of the review, and I think it should now give us the message.
Transfer complete. Manager WND list view WSJ.
So that didn't take long at all. USB is fast, and the transfer was completed in a matter of seconds, and the morning read from the Wall Street Journal is now safely on the Audible Otis. To prove that, I will disconnect the Audible Otis from the USB.
WSJ 0501 2002 morning read. 46 min 36 s. 2837 K. Jmosen. Audible Otis not responding.
And I'm going to go into the device menu and set it to no device so it doesn't give us the hassle about the audible Otis not responding.
CD burn mode. Add to audio track. Auto sync on. Erase audible. Refresh audible. Add new device. Choose mobile. Leave.
We'll choose mobile device.
Okay, but can combo box.
And it's got to be.
No device.
No device.
Manager double.
And, right, now let's turn the Otis on. You do have to, it seems, turn the Otis off when you connect it to the USB port for transfer to occur. So we'll turn it on. You might have heard just a little click as it went on. And we'll push play.
Appropriate for patients with a BMI.
Now, if I skip forward.
A lab's executive architect.
These are the technology. I'll just get a bit more volume on that.
Civilians can use
this is a technology review. So the next one should be the new one.
This is Audible.
The morning read from the Wall Street Journal, Wednesday, May 1st, 2002.
There it is. And again, I can just skip through the content.
And now, from the editors of the Wall Street Journal, today's top WorldCom's problems mount. And here's a look at yesterday's markets. From the Tech Center section of the Wall Street Journal Online, here are...
We'll just show you what's in here.
WorldCom suppliers, customers grapple with questionable future. Here's today's Heard on the Street column from the Wall Street... Today's Marketplace column is Rick Wartzman's Deja Vu. Audible presents the latest editorial opinion from the Wall Street Journal. Lawyers...
And that's the last track.
The political pros...
So, it's in the Otis, ready for you to take away and read anywhere you like. The Audible Otis does come free if you make a commitment of being on the Audible Listener Plan, that's the $15.95 a month, I think, for 18 months. There are all sorts of plans and ways to get the Otis discounted. I think it's about $119 if you just want to buy the player and not commit yourself in any way. And you can use it for Windows Media and MP3 files as well, but just be mindful that all transfers take place through the Audible Manager. That's not too much of a hardship. And that is a look at audible.com. There are a couple of accessibility issues. As I've mentioned, the issue with some of the key buttons not having alt text on the website, such as the different codecs and the purchase button, the add to cart button, which will cause problems for some screen reader users, should be addressed quite urgently in my view. There are also some issues with the Audible Manager client, not big ones. If you're even remotely comfortable with using the mouse emulation keys of your screen reader, you really should be able to get around it without any difficulty at all. But maybe they could look at dealing with a few issues long term. But it's no showstopper. I would give this a 10 out of 10 easily, but I guess because of the alt text issue, which is not trivial, particularly given that some of those things are quite critical, I'd have to downgrade it to a 9 out of 10. But I have had many hours of pleasure and education as well as entertainment from this site. And as I say, besides ACB Radio, this is my very favourite site on the web at www.audible.com.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.